Getting engaged is like getting is the first hill of the roller coaster. And you hear those clicking, the loud sound. It's really violent.
Yeah, this is Robert Leonard, and you are listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. What you are hearing now is the voice of Jerry Seinfeld opening up a track by Wale called The Matrimony, and this features Usher, and it features Jerry Seinfeld.
And then you go over the top. The wedding is at the top.
This is Wale.
The top is the wedding.
Oh, that's Jerry Seinfeld. I haven't heard Jerry. Jerry Seinfeld hasn't been around a long time.
Not since his TV show is...
You never think he
retired. He's a wealthy man. No, he doesn't have to be on this clown's... Why is he clowning it up with this guy?
You can't be
What do you mean clowning it up? It's something that he... He wants to do, I'm assuming.
You're going to have a new life. You're going
to
be a new person.
You don't always have to be so hip and cool and down, as they, what you guys, is that what they say? Can't you just say it? Can't you just pull it out, slap it on the bar, and say, take a look at this, Wale? Shit.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Wale. This is the Matrimony song. I like this. I really do. I like this. I love Usher.
Has he ever done an album called Fall of the House of Usher? That'd be very interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, all right, okay. Sorry I bothered you, Ed Sullivan.
Man, your cultural touchstones are almost as ancient as mine there, General.
You know what? The difference between you and me is I couldn't give a good, sweet, hot steamer, you know?
Yeah. How nice.
All right, Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Thank you, Wale. And I'm going to be saying the name Wale a lot because that's a name that I carved up initially.
Are we going to have your...
My aunt says you're going to call in about now, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, do you mind if I talk?
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm looking up here at Kim Kardashian and something's...
Yeah, something's got to be done.
What do you mean something's got to be done?
Well, you're talking about it, Mr. Henry, at the beginning of the show and everything like that.
I talked about it on a pre-show. Doesn't necessarily mean it has to be fodder for me. We're going to get Mavis Leonard on the line here in a moment with some opinions about... Mavis is on her way to Laughlin, right?
Yeah, well, she's going to Laughlin. It's a church group. They're going to go to Laughlin with a church group. A group of little old ladies that want to relax and...
And this is a church group thing.
Oh, will you give me a break, Robert? I mean, a group of little old ladies going to Laughlin, they're going to hit those one-armed bandits like they're going out of style. Like they're
going to be all over them like white on rice. What are you talking about, man? Just the old ladies relaxing.
All right, let them relax and do whatever they want to do. Mavis Leonard's going to be on to talk about Kim Kardashian. Is that it?
Yeah, well, I think she's very upset with Kanye West and how that ass...
Well, the ass. Is this what we're going to talk about?
Well, if you're talking about Kim Kardashian, what else you want to talk about? Yeah, boy, where you been?
Where have I been? Kim Kardashian represents an awful lot more to women than the derriere. That is obviously something that men are interested in. Kim Kardashian is a style... She is a taste maker. She is a style maven.
Well, let me ask you something. Would you buy anything based on her recommendation?
Of course not.
Thank you. All right.
But what I'm saying, Phil, of course I wouldn't. I wouldn't buy anything that Kim Kardashian... If Kim Kardashian paid me to buy something, I wouldn't buy it. But that's not the point. All those people out there would. All the women listening to me right now hang on everything that woman says. And yes, they hang on everything that... All right, I'll say it, as long as you juveniles want to... They hang on everything that fat-ass woman...
You know, Margaret, you don't have to be insulting.
Well, what are you guys going to do with this?
Well, all I know is what Robert told me is you're,
Hold on. Yeah, she's right here. Hey, Arnie, you want to go? Yeah, all right, my aunt is on a phone, Miss Leonard.
All right, Mavis, how are you, dear? How you, are you, you're on your way to where?
I'm talking to Phil Hendry if I can.
This is Phil Hendry.
Hello, Phil. I'm calling you from the aircraft. They allowed me to use a cell phone. I'm really happy. This is very exciting, and I'm very, very much appreciative of the pilot and everyone here at Failsafe Airlines.
Failsafe Airlines.
That's right. Don't wear it out, you know.
No, that's a brand new airline. It's kind of a throwback airline.
Yeah, it's a throwback airline, Phil, to give people how to feel when it used to fly. I remember flying in the 50s and the early 60s. It was so wonderful because the flight attendants, everybody acted like a civilized human being. People got dressed up in all beautiful hats and clothes. And nowadays...
Are you all right, dear?
Well, I dropped those peanuts. I just dropped some peanuts. You served me a peanut? Yeah, could I get another peanut dish? Thank you.
What are you laughing at?
Is Mr. Henry laughing?
I'm, you know...
Still, I'm not going to be the butt of some juvenile. You know, if you guys want to load up the clubhouse, get up in the treehouse, the all-girls keep out, I will not be a party to it.
You know what, Mavis? You hit the nail right on the head. That's what they've been doing all morning long.
Mavis, hold on. Don't believe that, Mavis. We're trying to... Phil's got a lot of things he's juggling here.
Yeah, I know it, Phil. I heard part of it, and I heard your opinion about Kim Kardashian. I will tell you, because we're going to be landing in Lawson here about a half an hour. I don't know how much time do I have. The lady just came by, Phil. If I got time to get a peanut dish.
Yeah, you can get it from her.
Dear, are they not giving you service?
Oh, yeah, they're giving me service. I dumped the peanut dish on takeoff because they told everyone to move up from the rear of the plane to the front. That's right, dear. I need another dish of these peanuts. I want them warmed up. You got that the microwave. I love it when they serve the hot nut. Mm-hmm. And then, I'm sorry, Phil, I'll be right with you.
Go ahead.
I want the warmed up nut, and give me a cup of coffee, and could you give me a splash of Bailey's, Matt? And
honey, I don't know if you ought to be drinking, you know.
Well, that's none of your business. Oh, baby, how about you button in? I get a day off for the first time in many, many years, and I got this big, tall galoot. All he does... You lay on that couch all the time, Robert, staring at the ceiling. You swear to almighty God, there's a picture of Kim Kardashian back in on the roof. You know?
On the roof? Well, how am I going to see it if it's on the roof?
You know what, I'm on the ceiling. Where is the roof? On the ceiling. The roof's over the ceiling.
All right, so if you're getting the hot nuts?
What do you mean you need hot nuts?
I'm talking about the... Wow.
He's talking about a hot plate of nuts.
Oh, they warm them up in the microwave.
Yes, they I love them like that. And here she come now. Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Yeah, you're doing a great job. Could you warm up a cloth? I like it when they take the washcloth and warm it up in the microwave. I want to put it on my forehead because I can't take it, you know. It's just been too much hubbub. I heard the pilot say we're going to hit some turbulence. Yeah.
Now, don't be afraid, Mavis. I mean, it's you're in a prop airplane, I hear.
Yeah, well,
it's got the propellers on the front.
No, they put the propellers on the back. Yes, on the front. Woo! Hey, my nephew's on the phone.
All right, Mavis, we want to get through this. You had some very distinct opinions, I know, that you expressed about Kim Kardashian, and we wanted to hear these. Robert said that you wanted to come on here and give us a couple of ideas on what's going on there, because we know that Bruce Jenner has got some big situation.
Well, hold on for a minute, Phil, will you? Is he allowed to do that? What the hell is that? I saw a guy in an airplane cut right underneath me. You know, when we land, I want the number of that. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Everybody on the plane, Phil. Some guy in a private plane just went right underneath us like he thinks he's Sky King. Well, I got news for him. We land and I find out who he is. Oh, man, I tie him to the front of his airplane. And then I say, all right, everybody, you know, prop ready to go. Boom, 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 let's move it, you know, like I'm going to take off from the deck of the Hornet, man. It's 30 seconds over Tokyo. And
all right, so Mavis, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
All right, she is of a concern to you. Why?
Well, as I said to my nephew Robert, I said that I have had it with her big rear end. I think, and I'm a church woman, I believe in the Bible, and I believe that God wants all of us to be modest. He wants us all to glory in the greater glory that's the glory. You know, he wants to glory it up, you know, not glory, but God...
Well, he wants us all to live in the greater glory.
I've got it, Margaret. I love you. You know I love you, but I've got this, all right?
Yeah, Margaret, help me. Yay, way to do it. Boy, I've been trying to tell her that for a week.
And I've got it too, General, if you don't mind.
Ha-ha.
Oh, grow up.
All right, so anyway...
Yeah, so anyway... God tells us that we must be humble and that we must glory in the greatness of what we got, you know. So Kim Kardashian, what does she do? She goes out, has her butt filled full of foam rubber, or I don't know, but my understanding is she had a butt full of foam rubber. She got her butt, they shoved it full of foam rubber, and they shoved it full of that foam that the air that the fire department uses, you know.
I don't think so. I don't think that's what's used.
Well, whatever they did.
It's some kind of a silicone or some sort of an implant.
Yeah, all right. Now, the man that is responsible for that, hold on for a minute. When are we landing? 15 minutes? I want another plate of hot nuts, all right? Heat them up this time, all right? What are you saving the electricity for what? The plane's going to land in 15 minutes. We're not going to crash if you use too much electricity. I got a flight attendant here, Phil. I said, would you please heat the nuts up? And a young man, he's about 21. I think he's gay, and that's fine.
You know, you should be very careful, Mavis. Let's be sensitive.
I'm being sensitive, Margaret. He looked at me, I said, I'd like to get another dish of hot nuts, and he kind of gave me that look like, you know, and you and what army? That thing, I said, the hot nuts on a plate, yeah, that's it. Thank you very, very much. And could I also get a hot cloth for my head? Yeah, she brought one. I want another one.
All right, Mavis, we're running out of time.
You're running out of time.
No, but Sawani, Kim Kardashian...
I'm just telling Phil, okay, Robert? Kim Kardashian, man, this guy's he's coming in hot, isn't he? There's the air... Yeah, I see that. There's the landing strip. He's coming in real hot. Tell him to back it off. He's coming in way too hot for that strip. He doesn't have enough...
Mavis, I don't know. If you know how to land an airplane, that's great. But
oh, I'm sorry, yeah. So I'm telling you right now, he's coming in hot. He's going to run this thing right off the end of that runway. As God made green apples, I'm telling you that right now. He'll take it right off the end of that runway and murder people in those cars out there. Yeah, there you go. He slowed it down, Phil.
Okay. So Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, so what my only point, Robert, was what?
Well, you asked me?
Did I talk to you about it this morning while you was driving me to the airport?
Yeah, I mean, you said Kim Kardashian... I'd have had some of that foam rubber moved out of her ass. You said she got to have the pad and the foam rubber, all that insulation.
Yeah, that because I think she's padded her ass with insulation and fiberglass. Now, there's two things wrong with that. First of all, she's going to jeopardize the health and well-being of her husband and her children because they'll get that black lung, you know, that mesothelioma or MUPA. You know that disease?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's called mesothelioma.
No, I think it's something else.
Well, that doesn't sound right. I think it's mesothelioma or...
Oh, yeah, that's right, General. Go ahead. I'll wait in line while you carve that one a whole new ass. It's called mesothelioma or something, but anyway, that's what's going to happen in the Kardashian house. Everybody there is going to be hacking their guts up. It's going to look like a horror story, like something out of a coal mine, black lung. People dragging themselves to the can, throwing up blood. Can you imagine that there in the Kardukian house? I think it's a very sad commentary on some young man because he wants his wife to have an ass 85 axe handles across, everyone coughing up blood, dragging himself down the corridors of a mansion. Place look like the fall of the house of Usher, just like the man said.
Well, but see, that's the guy.
Thank you.
No, that's the guy Usher.
All right, Phil, I've got to go. Because I know you're about to hang up on me, and we're getting ready to land, and he's coming in way too hot.
Ben, I want to get back on the phone with her.
She's screwing around. Come on.
Yeah, she's messing around.
What do you mean she's messing around, man? I didn't hear the airplane.
He's coming in way too hot. I got money that says you call her in about 10 minutes when he hits the ground. And,
when he hits the ground?
When he lands the plane, Robert. Grow up.
Yeah, when he lands the plane, I got money that says... You know, all's well that ends well there for the folks there on that aircraft. All right, thank you, Mayor. What was the point of that?
My understanding, was she called you up or something?
Yeah, she called me up. We're going to the airport. She's telling me, you know, that Kim Kardashian, her ass got too big. Because she was watching that Kardashian.
Yeah?
That's all. She said that Kanye West ought to be ashamed of himself having a pad of ass and fiberglass.
She doesn't have fiberglass in her ass. What, are you crazy or something? That would probably kill her. If it doesn't kill her, then it would kill... Yes, she's right. It would kill her children, her husband.
That mesothelioma?
You know, Henry, it's interesting how a man like you, who has all of the advantages in life, You insist on lisping. I don't understand.
All right, I'm trying to get that disease right. Whatever that lung disease is, the guys that were working around fiberglass back in the days when you shouldn't have been working around fiberglass. You know, you remember when I had the roof of my house redone, Bud?
Yeah, you had all the cottage cheese scraped it off.
Yeah, I had the cottage cheese scraped it off.
Yes, everyone was doing that. I remember when the cottage cheese was so passé, and everyone was doing it.
Yes, Margaret, everyone was doing it.
When did you have that done?
It was a house I owned about 15, 20 years ago, and we scraped the cottage cheese ceiling because it is a god-awful-looking eyesore of a thing.
Are you kidding? A lot of people consider that to be very chic.
Yeah, a lot of people are. Patsy was telling me the cottage cheese ceiling is coming back.
Yeah, are you nuts or something, man? The cottage cheese ceiling, now that's something that's got asbestos in it. And before I could have that done...
Asbestos?
Yes, before I could have it done, we had to get guys in there that were qualified, that knew how to scrape that stuff off. They had to have all kinds of surgical masks on. They had to have on bibs. They had to have on dresses. They had to have on wigs. They had to have on fright wigs. They had to come dressed as clowns.
What are you talking about?
Are you screwing around?
Yes. What I'm saying is they had to come completely... you know, equipped to protect themselves while this entire falderall was happening. All right, while we were scraping that cottage cheese ceiling off, and we eventually did scrape the cottage cheese ceiling off, and we put some other kind of ceiling up there, and...
What are you talking about a cottage cheese ceiling?
Yeah, what do you mean?
It looks like cottage cheese. Have you ever seen those old 70s ceilings?
No.
If you look up...
Yeah, wait a minute. My grandmother had one. Yeah, I could see weird hallucinations in it and stuff.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Weird hallucinations. But how do you know that they were weird? Maybe they were just little people that were trapped inside the cottage cheese ceiling.
Shut up! You're just making fun of me.
Well, now you're opening your eyes a little bit there, Dickman, and you're taking a deep breath of the world around you.
All right, so anyway... Yeah, the cottage cheese ceiling, and they got rid of that. And there's a couple of pieces of business. Before we go any further, I want to mention Don Mix is going to be talking to us from Seattle, Washington. Career Week is happening up there, and Don's engineering firm, as well as the engineering department there at the college, they are putting on a Career Week. They're going to be talking to students about their careers, and that's what we wanted to talk to them about last night. So we'll talk to Don Mixa. Who has had some difficulty.
Well, Don's breath.
All right, Margaret, why don't you just leave it alone, all right?
What do you want me to... The fact is he's got foul breath.
Is this why he's coming on the show?
No, I'm just saying the difficulties may stem from the fact...
Yeah, he leans over people and goes, ah. You know,
God damn, Dickman, I could smell that over here.
What am I... Oh, Jesus. Dickman, I ought to strangle you to death just on principle alone for what you just done did.
Sorry.
All right, so we'll have Don Mixa on, then Don Berman is coming on a little bit later on, and Don is going to be talking to us about a special that will be airing on our BSP-only show on Saturday, and that is Don Berman hosting a special on the Bermuda Triangle.
Why do you look that way?
Yes, you've got this sour look on your face.
The Bermuda Triangle?
Well, I know what Phil's saying. The Bermuda Triangle, you got to be kidding me or something. That's old hat. No one believes in that jazz anymore.
What do you mean no one believes in that jazz? The Bermuda Triangle is one of the time-honored and very much rooted legends of modern man and older man and man, you know?
Yeah, man.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. Let me just... Ha, 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 ha. Oh, wait a minute. It's not funny.
Well, you know...
Anyway, we will have... Don Berman on here to talk to us about that there. Coming up right now is our good friend Bob Bakian. I'm sorry, Bob, we were going to get to the traffic, but we had Mavis Leonard on the line. Do you give us any, give us an idea as to the weather there over Laughlin?
Well, Phil, I'll tell you, right now the chopper was there over I've been. We're out downtown over the cow plow, and I'll tell you, Mavis has landed out there. She got enough runway, she'll be able to skid in very, very nicely. Got the scenes, glides and jet, there's there is no visibility as far as I can see. Can't see 2 feet in front of your head. It's like pea suit out by it. Might well be a blind man walking around with the thing in the hand and walking the cane. It's Bob Bakian traffic.
Thank you.
What was that?
I don't know. Don't forget, folks, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Sorry, the world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com is available to you by way of Backstage Pass. So if you like our daily podcasts, Well, guess what? You can have all kinds of audio. You can have all kinds of thrilling audio. Close to 20,000 hours of full radio shows going back many, many years, many generations of the Phil Henry Show. Get a backstage pass. Get an all-access backstage pass, and you'll be able to see our video casts and join us tonight for our Phil Chat. 9 o'clock, we'll be chatting with our BSPs on our, on our Phil Chat there, man. So if you have an all-access pass, you can join us on our chat. 9 o'clock tonight at philhenryshow.com.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that. All right, Don Mixa is, are we caught up on everything?
Yes, I think we are. The Kim Kardashian is,
I just talked to my auntie. She landed, she said.
I knew she'd be fine. I knew that there was going to be, there was no problem out there. Don Mixa has been a longtime guest of ours. He has appeared with us often on our radio show. And Don is at the Career Day there in Seattle, Washington. He is a professor of engineering at the University of Washington. He's joining us by way of our newsmaker line. And we are very, very apologetic, Don, that we were not able to get you on the show yesterday. We're happy to have you with us. How is Career Day? It's Career Week, right?
Well, it is Career Week, Phil, and it's going very, very swimmingly, and we're hoping that we continue to have a great turnout. We've had an awful lot of great students here. You know, I'm very, very proud and happy to have been the professor of engineering for so many of these young people down through the years, and to see these young people coming out and exchanging ideas on career, on architecture and engineering and design and construction. We need the builders of tomorrow, Phil, and I love to go one-on-one with these students and talk to them about some of the things that they can do, and I think they can make a difference. I think we can all make a difference, but I think our students today are making more of a difference.
Is that, I hear in the background, it sounds like quite an event.
Oh, yeah, we have, right over here, we have, that's a Starbucks booth over there. I got to get over there because I'm going to be going table to table and talking to students about different ideas that I have. I like to work one-on-one with students. One of the things I love is getting up close and personal with a student. I'm just, had one too many cigarettes. I'm having myself a glass of milk and,
Margaret?
And I'm having a, what's that?
Hold on for a minute. Never mind, General.
Margaret.
Did you want to say something?
No, they didn't want to say anything. Nothing, Don. Tell me, you're going to be going...
Hold on. I'm listening to people talking behind my... It sounds like someone's saying something.
No, it's fine, Don.
Margaret, don't be the gutless wonder, okay? I'm telling you right now, I'm not
being the gutless wonder.
What is going on, Phil?
There's nothing going on. I wish the two of you would grow up and be quiet while I continue my discussion here with Don Mixa. Anyway, folks, welcome back to the show, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, Don, you are up there giving career advice.
All right, I'll say it, Don. This is Margaret, and you know the issue of your breath has come up before.
Oh, is that what you... Is that what they're talking about? You're talking about my breath.
Well, look, you know, Margaret said she wanted to bring it up because some of your students... And the word is out up there, apparently, Don, that your breath is so bad, the students that you work one-on-one with are physically revolted and are bringing whatever they can, scented handkerchiefs, they're bringing bits and pieces of lemon peel, anything to stick under their nose because your breath is foul.
All right, well, let me tell you what I think about that, okay? I'm very glad you brought this up. I don't have time for that kind of childish nonsense, all right? We are here and...
Well, look, Don...
Hold on for a minute, General.
Yeah, let Don talk.
Thank you, Phil. I don't have time for that kind of ridiculous nonsense, all right? I am up here to try to get these students to understand their potential, and I like to work one-on-one with them. And people will say, my breath is foul. Don't you think there are worse things in this world than some guy's bad breath? If I have bad breath, I brush my teeth. If there's a problem with that...
Well, can I ask you one thing, Don?
Sure, go ahead.
Do you use mouthwash?
No, I don't use mouthwash. I'm an alcoholic, so I don't like to put anything in my mouth. And I don't need... Believe me, Phil, when I tell you, I don't need mouthwash. I brush my teeth. And if you get some people that think my breath is a fetid and foul... I heard some young lady say to me that my breath... stunk like something had died and was wedged between my teeth. So there was a dead body, if you will, wedged between my teeth. Now, I don't take that kind of thing all that seriously.
Well, Don, why don't you? Because if your breath is foul, and we understand that I'm hearing the reports are coming back to us.
What do you mean the reports are coming back to you? Look,
I'm just saying that some of the students said that your breath is so foul, it's as if you haven't flossed. Do you floss?
I don't do... Let me explain something to you.
See, Don...
Whoa. I don't irritate Mike. I don't need bleeding gums, all right? I'm an alcoholic, so I don't use mouthwash, and I'm not about to take a piece of fishing line and begin to carve away at my gums, all right? You know, with this fishing, just to kind of carve away so I can bleed from the gums, so that what? So that someone will say to me, oh, you know, Professor Mixa, I didn't get much of an education here. In fact, you're one of the worst professors I've ever had, but your breath is just kissing sweet. Jeez.
Well, you look, Don, don't you think that...
Are we really doing this, Phil? Are we talking about...
That's what they wanted to bring up. I will tell you, you know, I want to focus more on...
That's what I want to do, focus more on the fair.
Well, but the students said that your breath, it wafts over them.
Look, I don't have any use for the people that have a problem with my so-called breath. Who are these people you're talking to?
Everybody that has been in your class, everyone you've worked with one-on-one, you know how you say you go table to table?
Yes, I go over at the Starbucks, of course. I always go table to table at Starbucks.
All right, well, you go table to... Those students are saying that you're going, yeah, hey, you know, let me help you with it. And you're breathing just the funk. You've got dead meat between your teeth. You don't use mouthwash. You've probably got infected, rotted gums. What color are your teeth?
All right, look, Phil,
But just humor him, okay?
What color are my teeth? Let me look in a mirror. You got a pocket mirror? How you doing, Sally? Hi, how you doing? Don Mixa, yeah. Hi. Hey, listen, hold on for a minute, Phil. I want to get together later on, and you and I can look at your paper, okay? You all right? When's she going to sit down over there?
Don't see what happened to that lady?
What happened to her? All she did was go. She needed to sit down because it's very hot today. Let me see your pocket mirror there for a minute. My teeth are sort of a brownish. There's a greenish brown, but that, can I tell you something?
All right, right there.
No, hold on for a minute. Do you know that all that means is the enamel is worn off my teeth? Okay, that's all that means.
If your teeth are yellow, yes, the enamel is worn off, but if your teeth are a greenish brown...
My teeth are a greenish... Let me look. I'm looking at my teeth right now. Yeah, I got to tell you something. This is the biggest waste of time. Hey, you, come here for a minute. You, serve coffee. Smell my breath, will you? Ha! All right, you know, everybody is going to... Do you think my breath stinks? Jerry, come here. You think my breath stinks?
No.
I know that you need to get a good grade in the class, and I promise you I will be fair with you, but I want an honest answer. If you tell me my breath stinks, then I have to think, well, why has this guy been taking my class? Does my breath stink like there's death, like my mouth represents one of the entry points to hell? Does my breath stink that way?
No.
All right, thank you very much, Jim. Okay, Phil.
Well, you basically threatened that kid.
I didn't threaten the kid with what? What are you talking about, Phil?
You threatened that. You said to the kid that he may not get a passing grade if he tells you that you've got the breath that would knock over any kind of hippo, any large mammal. What's the largest mammal on Earth?
That would be probably the sperm whale.
Well, it would kill that.
Well, how do you know? I got to tell you something, Phil. We have had a very successful week here at Career Week. But from the moment I came on the air, you people want to talk about my breath.
I'm just saying, Don, the last time you were in Los Angeles when we had lunch, you remember when you leaned over to me and you were concerned about my son's health. And you leaned on your elbow and you leaned into me and you said, Margaret, I'd like to help you with Jason J. DeMonico. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that, yes. Why wouldn't I remember that? I wanted to show you how intense I was.
Your breath was lousy. Your breath was lousy, Don. It was lousy with death. It was lousy with decay. It was a lousy, lousy, rotten thing to pull on me. Your breath was a rotten joke.
My breath, well, I don't know what you people are talking about. Let's get back to what we want to talk about here. And
okay, so how is that career week going, and what happened to him?
Hey, Don. I guess he hung up.
Well, get him back on the line, man, because he was just talking to us. I'm not going to sit here and have this guy be cut. Don, are you there?
Yeah, right here. I'm sorry, Phil. I had to hang the phone up because Greta Benson's here. Greta, how are you doing, huh? Don Mixer, you remember me? Boy, I tell you, what a beautiful head of hair. Nice suit you got on. I said, that's a nice suit you have on. Hold on for a minute. Hold. Catch her. She's... Phil, we got a young lady here who is...
Look at Mixer. Isn't that ringing a bell? That lady's passing out. As you go, that's a nice suit. You know...
That's a noose?
You said that's a nice...
I said that's a noose.
I know what I said, Mixer. You said to that lady, that's a high, sir. Are you breathing on her?
No, I tell you what. No, General, you're right. I'm not breathing on. In fact, I'm not breathing at all. I don't breathe. Everybody else gets to breathe, but not Mixer. I can't breathe, okay? Because if I breathe, apparently my breath stinks, and I've got lousy breath, you know?
Well, Don, look, I'm only saying it is a distraction from the very good work you're doing with these students.
Margaret, who are you talking to, anyway? Who and what are you talking to?
I talked to Jennifer Wound. You remember Jennifer Wound, the young Asian actress that you were going out with up there?
Yeah.
She said she went out with you on a date last Friday night. And your breath stunk. She said it stunk from the moment you picked her up.
Can I tell you something? I'll tell you why she's a liar. Because we kissed at the end of that date. And I said to her, do you want to have another date? You know, because I was kissing her. And it was very passionate. I was kissing her and breathing in her ear. And I'm gonna be very graphic with you because I want you to know just what kind of a date we had. And as we kissed and our lips came apart, I said, wow, I want to see you again. You know, I can't believe.
Okay, and did she agree to see you again?
I don't recall what she said because we were both lost in the moment. You know, she, in fact, her eyes lit it over very, very briefly. And
is it possible she was passing out?
Why don't you grow up, okay?
Look, Mixer, you know, I don't know.
Why don't you grow up, General, okay? You've served our country nobly and proudly, and now you're acting like 5 cents worth of ass wipe. And I can tell you, I could get a better deal with one small square of wax paper after a very heavy breakfast than what you're giving me right now, okay? I can't wipe with that. You need to give me something I can wipe with. I just get a whiff.
And what's it smell like?
It's bad. It is. It's actually bad.
Okay, so there you go. So now you see, okay?
Yeah, all right, Phil. You're right. Hold on for a minute. Hey, Bob, get that can of Lysol, will you?
You can't. What, are you going to spray the Lysol in your mouth?
You think it's something better? I'm not putting mouthwash in there. You can forget that. I don't use mouthwash. I'm a drunk. Do you understand? Ha! Bob, stand still. You're going to need to take the full brunt of this. I must know how bad my breath is.
Shit!
Yeah, he's out. All right, look, Phil, I've got to get back to tell you what I'll do is if you want me to visit the dentist, I've got a free weekend next month. And
you better get over to the dentist before then, man, because you've got a lot of people talking about how funky your breath is. I know you're having a very successful career week, and I wish you the very best, and I know that you like working with the students, and I'm sure the students respect you, but you leaning into them and saying, hey, you know...
All right, so I can see now this has turned into a comedy act. Is that what that is, Phil? Are you doing a comedy act right now?
No, Don, this is not comedy. Phil is trying to say to you, we're all trying to say to you that you need to do something. Go in for some orthodontic work, some gum massaging, some sort of a bacteriological or antibiotic treatment of the halitosis that's obviously just riven your gums with stench, with the decay, with almost a death grip of stink. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand. All I'm saying is this a comedy bit? If it's a comedy bit, I can handle it, Phil.
No, it's not a comedy bit.
All right, so you tell me it's not a comedy bit.
No, it makes sense. It's not a comedy bit. Hey, Don, this is Robin. You know I would not lie to you, right?
I know you wouldn't, Robert, no.
It's not a comedy bit.
Yeah, we're saying that your breath is fetid and corrosive. You've got a rotten, fetid, stench-ridden, corrosive stench coming out of your mouth.
All right, so the way when Dickman says that, I gotta believe it's comedy. Is this comedy or is it not?
Okay, see you later.
That is, it's comedy.
That guy, you know, talk about living in denial.
Not only that, but what is that accent that he has?
I think that's like upstate New York or so. Where's he from originally, bud, you know?
It's not New York State. He's from Rochester.
Where's that?
That's upstate New York.
No, Minnesota. Oh.
Well, whatever. Okay, thanks a lot, Don. I hope you get your breath. I hope you're, you know what I hope, man. From the bottom of my heart, I hope it all works out for you. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
Yeah, it's just the almonds.
This is actually the Almond Brothers. They used to be called the Almond Joys. So.
What was this? The Almond...
What was the Almond?
The Almond Brothers.
Is it spelled like an almond? Like the, like an about Almond Joy?
No, it's A-L-L-M-A-N.
What?
A-L-L... Yeah, turn it down, bud. A-L-L... A-L-L-M-A-N.
Yeah, that's how you spell almond.
No, that's not how you spell almond. You mean the almond that you put in it, the nut that you put... Are you talking about the almond nut? Yes, that's spelled A-L-L-M-A-N.
No, it isn't. A-L-M-O-N-D.
Yeah, that's what I think of that.
All right, anyway, welcome back to the show. God almighty. Woo! All right, Don Berman joining us now on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don Berman with us. Don, we have a special that is going to be hosted by you. Are you in the bathtub?
Phil, hold on. If you could hold on, Phil, I just...
All right.
Oh, that feels... Yeah, I was running a tub, Phil. I'm sorry. Yes, I am going to be tomorrow night... on the Saturday show, the BSP-only show, as part of the Don Berman... this is part of a Don Berman special report on the Bermuda Triangle. We will be rolling on the BSP-only show, on the Phil Henry Show, part of our report on the Bermuda Triangle. And we're very proud of this. I've had a very tough day, Phil. I've spent it interviewing all kinds of mariners. I've interviewed Air Force people. I've interviewed naval pilots. And this is going to be something. You know about the Bermuda Triangle, right?
Yes, absolutely, I do.
All right, well, what do you think about that?
Look, may I...
I'm talking to Phil right now, General. I'll get to you just as soon as after our next commercial break. How about that?
Well, now what is that supposed to mean?
Because I know what you're going to do. You're going to sit here, and the first thing you want to do is squat over everything I do in life and say, yes, but I'm a general. I fought in a war... And that trumps anything you ever have been or will be, Berman.
I've never said anything of the sort. I'm simply going to say this to you, Berman. You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. You're going to squat over everything I've ever done or ever will do. And I'm telling you...
Well, wait. Why are you thinking that way?
Because I know what he's going to say.
What's he going to say?
Well, go ahead and say it. I don't really know what you're going to say, but I can guess.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. You don't know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, why are you doing a report on the Bermuda Triangle... When there have been 85 million reports, and no one gives a hot, holy squeeze, you know?
What? What are you talking about?
Well, what did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to start giving me a hard time about taking a bath.
Look, Berman, I tell you what, at least you've got some hygiene. We just talked to Don Mixer. There's people dropping like flies every time he opens his mouth and says hi. You know.
Oh, not Mixer. Yeah, I interviewed him for an engineering special. Has he still got the breath, huh?
So you've smelled it.
Oh, you haven't? I haven't met anybody that hasn't had... Man.
So I just want to be clear. You've smelled Don Mix's breath?
I don't know anyone that hasn't smelled Don Mix's breath, except for you people there.
I never smelled Don Mix's breath, nor would I ever want to.
No, I don't want to do that either.
Nor I.
All right, well, you consider yourselves lucky, because I have. And my man, there aren't too many things in this world that I would warn you away from.
Let me tell you, if you have an opportunity to bypass that, just keep right on going. Don't even look. Don't even rubberneck it. You don't want to rubberneck Don Berman's breath. You just want to keep right on going.
Well, what do you mean rubberneck it?
You don't want to look and see what his breath is doing to others. Now, that's my opinion. And I've interviewed some of the best. I've interviewed some of the worst. I've interviewed people who've been fascinating. You know who had a really foul breath?
I don't care. Can we talk about what we came here to talk about, which is this Bermuda Triangle story?
Yes, we can talk about the Bermuda Triangle story. But as long as you can keep the general on a leash.
Hey, let me tell you something, Berman. I won't be spoken to that way.
Well, I just did.
All right, well, I guess I was spoken to that way.
That's right. Now, I will tell you that the Bermuda Triangle
is a load of hooey, and you know it.
Look, General, why don't you just back off, okay? Let the man talk about what it is he's going to do. We're going to have this on our air.
Wait a minute. I just want to be clear. Are you going to... You're not turning over your show to this.
Yeah, we're going to have on a Bermuda Triangle report and everything about it. It's going to be neat. People get swept it up in flying saucers.
That's exactly right. Thank you very much, Bud. For once, Bud Dickman is the reasonable, rational, and sober voice in what is otherwise the Phil Henry Carnival of Jackassery. It is a Phil Henry Carnival of Dumb and Dumber. I can't believe that you would allow the general to say to me...
Now, Don, we just want to ask you...
Let me ask you guys something, okay?
No, Don, we just want to ask you, have there not been a lot of reports on the Bermuda Triangle?
I want to ask you guys something, okay?
All right.
What do you know about it?
Well, what do you...
No, I'm seriously. What do you know about the Bermuda Triangle? Phil, I'll go with you first.
I know that the Bermuda Triangle is much ado about nothing, to be honest with you.
Oh, you do you? Where are you coming from? Where did you hear that? The Bermuda Triangle has had movies made about it. Books have been written about it. People are missing, Phil. Families have been torn apart by the Bermuda Triangle. Fathers and sons are at each other's throats. Mothers and daughters hate each other's guts. And why? Because of the Bermuda Triangle. You can't find people. They're missing. They've disappeared. You saw what Steven Spielberg's theory is, and a lot of people seem to agree with that. That those people are somewhere suspended in a Einsteinian kind of warp in space and time, and that when they do return, they'll be infants. Can you imagine that? A woman leaves a husband, he goes off in an airplane, flies around the world, goes into the Bermuda Triangle, and he comes back an infant in a... Shit.
Wait, what are you telling me?
I'm telling you that a lot of these people will come back. A woman who's lost her husband, the next time she sees him, he's got on a diaper and an aviator hat.
How old is he?
About 3 weeks. Oh, I can hear it now. I can hear it. Ha, 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 ha. Is that what's going on?
You've got it, Don. You know that that's what they're doing.
You know, Miss Mayor, you're such a ratting everybody out. Why don't you protect us and stand up for us?
I will not have our guests laughed at and made the clown. You're making him the fool.
Thank you very much, Margaret. I knew there was something that I could sense. I didn't quite know what it was, but I could feel it in my bones. I could feel that you guys, you know what? It's so infuriating that I actually need some hot water now. Yeah.
Don, I'm going to say this. We want to hear the Bermuda Triangle report, okay?
Well, whether you want to hear it or not, you're going to hear it. You contracted with it, and you have to have the company... Uh-oh. I just farted. I'm sorry. I just farted again.
Why are you telling us that?
You can hear the bubbles, couldn't you? I'm sorry. I will tell you this, Phil. I don't know what your problem is. I don't know where you people are from, but this is a very, very important topic. The Bermuda Triangle has been siphoning people off into outer space.
Don, I know what the rumors are. I know what the legend is.
All right. And you're telling me it's not worthy of a report.
I'm just telling you, there have been a million reports about the Bermuda Triangle. There have been reports. You're right. You're absolutely right. Books, movies, TV shows, TV documentaries, theatrical films. The list of things that have dealt with the Bermuda Triangle is unending. And it's always the same thing. Wow, it's a mystery. Wow, it's this, what's that. I saw a show on here the other day.
Wait, whoa, hold the phone there, sunshine. I'm the guy doing the documentary. What is this, anyway?
Well, this is what's happening to you, Berman. People are seeing other sources, and they're figuring this stuff out.
What do you know about it anyway, huh? I asked Phil the question. I'll ask you. What do you know about the Bermuda Triangle?
What do I do? I'm an Army man. I'm not a Navy guy.
Bingo. You don't know anything?
I'll bet you don't even know how to operate a rowboat. I bet you if you fell out of a boat, you couldn't hit water.
Oh, well, that's very funny, Tommy Lasorda.
I'm telling you, the Bermuda Triangle is hot news. It's big news. Where are you guys coming from?
And I'm telling you that the Bermuda Triangle has been beat into the ground. Beat into the ground.
Look, John, the only weird thing happening around water these days is you taking that bath.
Fuck off.
I'm ashamed of all of you.
Oh, it was great. Come on. I mean, you got to admit that was a funny line.
I was very proud of it. It was funny.
Well, Duck, if the Bermuda Triangle is a real thing, and then a people will say that Don Berman's right, and if the Bermuda Triangle is a real thing, they'll say he's wrong.
Say that again.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Just what I said. If the Bermuda Triangle proves to be right, then people will say that Don Berman was wrong. But if the Bermuda Triangle proves to be wrong,
then Don Berman will be right.
Yeah, then Don Berman will be right.
Is that right?
Well,
you know, Bud, you're a good guy. I love you, Bud. You know that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Unfortunately, what you just said there came out of your mouth, and immediately it just formed the shape that it should form, which was just a dog turd. I'm sorry.
You know, Phil, you're getting your kicks and your jollies, and you're getting off your little goofies here, laughing at everything that everyone's saying. You heard Mavis talk about Kim Kardashian's ass being filled with fiberglass. You laughed. You're listening to Don Berman sitting in a tub talking about how the Bermuda Triangle is the biggest thing since sliced bread. You laugh. And you mock the man sitting in the tub and saying that he's going to get sucked up into outer space. Is that what he was saying?
Well, essentially, that's what the general was saying.
No, I didn't say anything of the source. I said the only weird thing going on in water these days is him taking that bath.
Well, aren't you saying then...
Not saying anything. He's trying to be funny. Okay, which I thought, frankly, he was. Don, good luck. That will be on our BSP-only show. That will be Saturday. So you need your backstage pass to hear Don Berman's Bermuda Triangle show, you know.
Well, I mean, that is kind of bad, you know.
You know what? I feel bad. Don, if you're out there, I feel bad. I know you're working very, very hard.
But it's Don Berman.
Yeah, put him back on the phone, will you? Hey, Don.
Hold on for a minute. I don't need you people to tell me, hey, Don, it's going to be okay. I already know it's going to be okay. It's going to be fantastic. You clowns, tomorrow, you'll all be wishing you hitched your wagon to this star. I'm Don Berman. I'm Don Berman, and I need hot water, and I'm going to get some. Here we go. Hey, what's with the hot water in this dump? What's with the hot water? Hold on for a minute, Phil, okay?
All right.
Hey, Sandy, where's the hot water in this shithole that we're... Oh, it's my home. I'm sorry. I'm home, Phil. I forgot. I'll tell you that...
All right.
You hung up on Don Berman.
Oh, did I really? I hung up on an Emmy winner.
Hung up on an Emmy winner.
Why don't you... Bud, let me see something. There's something on your lip. Oh, I know. It's my fist.
Now, well, she missed your lip, Dickman, but hit your nose.
All right. Thank you very, very much, all of you guys. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in lust. World famous Phil Haley show. Did I just say Phil Haley show?
Yeah, the world famous Phil Haley show. Phil Haley and the Comets.
Anyway, Phil Hendry show. Thank you, Mavis Leonard. Thanks for the late notice there, Mavis, getting on the air with us. Appreciate that very, very much. We also thank our good, dear, close, personal friend, Don Mixa. Don, dude, floss. You know.
Oh, he doesn't care. He'll be breathing on people until the cows come home. He smokes and drinks milk and thinks that that doesn't affect his breath. Don, if you're listening, cigarettes and milk, it smells like you ate a turd. It does. Your breath, forget.
There's no getting through to him. People with bad breath, they won't, especially if it comes from their gut. You give them a mint, forget it, Jack. Because that's blow. God, I hate it.